Now, another group of public servants who are concerned about having the right protective measures in place are Garda sergeants and inspectors, and I'm joined by their Assistant General Secretary, Antoinette Cunningham. Antoinette, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sean.
What are your members looking for?
Well, first of all, Sean, before I get into that, can I just thank all the members of the public who have shown such great levels of cooperation with the members of AGSI and the guards we work with over the recent weeks with the increased measures that have been put in place. And, you know, for the majority of interactions that we have, they're hugely positive with the public, and we're very grateful for the levels of cooperation that we are receiving.
Right. Well, on that positive note, it's a good one to start on. But you're looking for a range of measures to be introduced to ensure that the safety of your members during this crisis is provided for adequately. What do you want?
Yeah, well, I suppose people are seeing a greater Garda presence out in the streets, and we're all aware of the current restrictions that are in place to try and help Irish society and Ireland in general to get a handle on COVID-19. And I think everybody would appreciate that the rules of social distancing can't apply to members of An Garda Síochána in the same way that they can apply to other citizens. The contact that we have in some cases, Sean, is unavoidable. You can appreciate at checkpoints and where we might have to check the work identification or the permits of people travelling to and from their place of work. And that requires us, I suppose, to move closer to people and have closer interactions. And I suppose really all we're saying out there this morning is if you do see a guard having to wear a mask in that situation, don't be alarmed by that. It's simply for the protection of everybody, because you're not obeying the rules of social distancing. So therefore, if you have to have a closer interaction with a member of the public, I don't want people to be alarmed if we have to move to the stage where our members may have to wear masks on some occasions.
And has that actually happened so far? And have your members got the masks available to them?
Yeah, we have increased levels of personal protective equipment for members of An Garda Síochána now, and it hasn't happened so far, Sean, and I suppose we're hoping that it won't be necessary, but I suppose new regulations have come in about the restriction of movement, and with that brings an additional responsibility for members of An Garda Síochána. And you'll appreciate, as a representative association, the safety of our members is one of the primary concerns for us. But I don't want to be in any way alarmist about that. It's simply a measure that we may have to bring in if we have to do increased interactions with members of the public.
What about the question of priority testing for your Garda colleagues? Is that underway, and have you any idea, rough idea, how many of your members have had the test?
Well, no, we wouldn't discuss figures in that way, Sean. Of course, our membership of An Garda Síochána is no different than society at large, so when people in society are tested, it follows that members of any grouping would be tested as well. Priority testing, of course, is an issue for members of An Garda Síochána, because priority testing means that we don't have to have people unnecessarily out of the workforce.
Sure.
And it's solely for the reason of bringing people back so that we have the full available resources to An Garda Síochána at any given time.
But are you aware of many colleagues being off work due to self-isolation or having received a positive test result?
I am aware of some colleagues that are off due to self-isolation, but no more than I would say of society in general. And I can't say that that's because of the job. It could be because of any other interaction that they have. So, of course, there are some people that are members of An Garda Síochána in isolation. But we have a full available workforce at any given time, and we're working our way through those issues with Garda management as well.
Now, we've heard, of course, of this new phenomenon, albeit not widespread, of some people spitting and coughing at members of the force. You're calling for objections to all bail applications in such cases.
Well, what we're calling for is management to issue an instruction in that regard, Sean. I suppose, look, this has been one of the not-so-pleasant stories of this, where we have seen members of An Garda Síochána deliberately being spat at or coughed on by people claiming to have COVID-19. And this, of course, is a huge concern for the safety of our members. And I think society in general would be intolerant to a situation where somebody would be deliberately coughed or spat on by somebody who claims to have COVID-19. And I suppose there are issues when we bring people before the court about bail, and all we've asked for in this case is that management will just issue us with a direction as to how we would move forward with these particular cases, because we do see them as particularly distressing for members of An Garda Síochána who are subjected to this type of behaviour by a very, very small minority of society.
Okay, well, look, thank you indeed for joining us. That's Antoinette Cunningham there, Deputy General Secretary of the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors. We'll be looking at the impact of COVID-19 on the drugs trade after the break.